Hi, and welcome to the Maximus Astrology Podcast. I am your host, Maximus. This is episode 1, and in this episode, we are going to discuss an horary chart. This podcast is for educational purposes only. But before we get started, I want to point out that this podcast goes along with an article on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/Maximus Astrology, you will have access to all the charts that we are going to discuss in this podcast. Let's take a look at the chart. The question we are dealing with today is my house going to be sold? The ascendant represents the seller. Now, most astrologers would take Mercury as the planet that would represent the seller. Why? Because the ascendant is in the sign of Gemini. I do not do that. I use the Monomoiron. Why is that? Because I will fine-tune. A Monomoiron is only 1 degree. And you can find all the lords of the different degrees in the table that is in my Patreon. The ruler of the ascendant is Mercury. So the Monomoiron of the ascendant is Mercury. The Monomoiron, the portion or the 1 degree that rules the descendant, is Jupiter. The seller is represented by Mercury, and the buyer is represented by Jupiter. The first aspect that Mercury is going to make is with Jupiter. They are both in place 8. The fact that Mercury is going to make a first aspect, a conjunction in this case, with Jupiter is very positive. So at first sight, we would say that we are going to have a deal. However, it is not the case. Why is that? The reason why is that Mercury and Jupiter are both invisible. These two people, being the seller and the buyer, they do not see each other. And that is why the sales agreement will not go through. If we look at place 10, then we see that it is also ruled by Jupiter, and place 4 is ruled by Mercury. In place 10, we find the price. In place 4, we find the agreement. There will not be an agreement, most likely because there is a disagreement about the price. We will also look at the dodecatemorion of the ascendant. The reason why is that the dodecatemorion, which is 2.5 degrees, it is also called the 12th part. So the reason why we use that dodecatemorion is that it will give us more information about why the person asked a question. Because sometimes somebody will ask you a question, but there is a deeper reason why. There is something underneath, and the dodecatemorion will tell you more about that. In this case, the dodecatemorion is Aquarius, and it is place 9, ruled by Saturn. Saturn is in place 8, invisible. Place 9, well, it has to do with the legal system. Saturn in place 8 is representing the notary. It is a high official, Saturn. But that Saturn is invisible. So the lady wonders if she will have to go to the notary to finalize the sales agreement and collect the money. It won't be the case, because Saturn is invisible, so she will not see the notary. We will also look at the moon. And the moon is in place 2, visible. That's looking good. However, the first aspect that the moon will make is an opposition with Jupiter. And we know that Jupiter is invisible, so she won't see any money. In other words, the sales agreement will not go through. That is quite clear. And that was the podcast for today. Thank you for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye.